We can, we can get into it. We can do whatever when we get into it. It doesn't make any sense. Great fucking start here, bud.
All right, welcome to episode one of the Beancast.
I'm Tommy Odds.
And I'm Maddie Matheson.
The Fat Chef. What are you making for us today, Maddie Matheson?
Salmon.
It's a bean task. You're making beans.
It's salmon filled with beans, okay? You can't just eat beans. You'll get gas. Too much. Hurts.
It's the worst podcast start ever.
This podcast is about beans. We know you were just cruising on the internet. You were in a weird corner, not sure what you were going to find. This podcast will be exclusively about beans. We're going to try to keep it on topic. We're going to try to do everything we can to
keep it professional and
just share the world of beans with you.
I think the world needs to know about bean culture, and there's a lot to know out there, so.
That might be the first time you've heard the term bean culture. So don't be alarmed. You might be scared. You might recoil a little bit. But we're going to be with you every step of the way.
We'll hold your hand right in. Hold it every step.
I'm talking about beans. Oh, this feels so dumb.
This is important work. This is very important work. We don't even get the wrong idea. We are doing our best to keep this serious. There's a lot of importance in the world of beans.
You're crying.
All right, so this first episode doesn't have much of an agenda. This first episode, we don't have a lot on the menu. We just wanted to wet our feet in the beans.
Oh no! I fall in the door.
Good though. Oh. Like how they used to make wine back in the day where they press on the
grapes of their beans. Just beans. Things all the beans trying to get the juices out. That's for wine.
And that's just one of the amazing things about beans, you know?
There's a lot of amazing things about
beans. You can juice them with your feet, provided they're, I don't know, already prepared, boiled in a can.
So what you have to do is you have to get a whole bunch of cans and then you can open
them. That's how we do it.
Beans is not exceptionally high in protein.
Oh my god.
When compared to other juices. Alright, so yeah, we want to talk a lot about bean culture. We want to talk about history of beans, beans in the world today, the future of beans.
It's all I got it back for you.
All right. Bean facts, number one. Here we go.
The world's tallest bean plant was over 45 feet tall.
45 feet?
Yeah.
So that's like, how many people is that?
It was 46 feet and 3 inches. It was recording.
Yeah.
In
that's
New
nine York. Short people.
Yeah.
Which snake was... Which...
That qualifies to know the midget. Like, what's a
lean man? Like 50?
How tall do you have to be a midget?
No, it's how short do you have to be?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I don't know, because of the dwarf. There's like dwarfism, and then there's like a midget, different classification. I don't know.
Are you sure?
Person? Yeah, because they have different size categories.
I really, okay, call me crazy, but I thought that
everybody short was called a midget, and that that was considered derogatory, and now we're supposed to say that they're dwarves. I didn't think that there was a hierarchy of...
You have this totally ignorant.
You're a dwarf, and you gain an inch, and you're a midget, and you gain another inch, and you're just, like, really short. It's like you're splitting hairs at that point, you know?
I don't know, man. If you were that short, and you were, like, 3'7", and then you got, like, an extra 2 inches, you'd be like, man, I'm a dwarf now, or I'm a midget. You know, you might hold your hat on that for a while. Anyways.
That's pretty low.
4'10".
It's the official
defined adult height. I'm a dwarf.
Okay. It's dwarf fact number one.
Bean fact number two. Bean soup is on the U.S. Senate restaurant menu every single day. Why? I don't know. I guess they just really like beans. I mean, they're nutritious. They're healthy, and they keep you, you know, like, you can live off beans for a long time.
How much of that did you just read off the site? Was that all from your head?
Oh, the...
Are you just reading?
Reading someone else's...
No.
Script?
Just the title. Just the title.
Okay. But I'm gonna posit a guess that they just want to be able to fart on command at each other when they say dumb things.
I'll tell you what. First sentence, word by word, says, what can we say important people like being? Exclamation mark. That's it. That's, you know, that's as much as they give. They said it's a snack.
And that's a level of insight I wouldn't have expected from, what website is this?
RandallBeans.com. Okay. So, I thought you were on BuzzFeed or something. It makes sense to me that RandallBeans.com sees the importance of beans.
Well, it's been a staple on the menu for U.S. senators for 100 years plus.
I mean, it really is phenomenal.
I mean, they're doing well.
Have you ever had bean soup?
I don't think I've ever had bean soup. I didn't know they had bean soup. I don't know what you would make of, like, just from beans. Like, I don't understand. Actually, there's a recipe right here. Let me just open this.
Set it. Recipe number one.
Set it bean soup.
No.
It's literally on the U.S. Senate website.
Set it beans. This is beautiful. Hit it up.
Okay. The famous Senate restaurant bean soup recipe. 2 pounds of dried navy beans, 4 quarts of hot water, 1.5 pounds of smoked ham hocks, 1 onion chopped, 2 teaspoons of butter, salt, pepper to taste. Do we want to go through the whole thing here? Like, do we want everything? Just put it in a pot and boil it, for fuck's sake. Like,
yeah.
That's soup.
Yeah. Beans can go in any soup, though.
They can.
And there are a lot of soups that probably have beans in them that aren't considered bean soup, which is one of those things that...
is unfortunate.
Yeah, it's one of those hits on bean culture. They're not getting the exposure that they deserve for the work that they're doing.
Really, they're not.
If you have beans in the background, doing all the heavy lifting, getting you all that protein...
I mean, it's not a healthy meal unless you get enough protein and fats from it, and there's nothing else in soup that's going to give you that.
Exactly. Like, why is it called chili? Chili con carne, like these, why are these, why are they featured?
Well, it's because of chili you put in it.
Okay, let's...
That's a bad example. That's a bad example.
So we're looking at chili. What's so fancy about the chili? Why does it get all the credit for this soup that's nourishing millions of people every day?
I just think that's taking advantage of beans.
I mean, the kidney beans are really getting bad deal, that whole thing there.
Which whole thing?
That whole situation.
Oh, the chili situation.
Yeah, the whole chili situation.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, bean fact number three. In ancient Greece, public officials were elected using beans.
Okay, don't read any further into that. Don't read what that means. We need to come up with some theories about exactly how you elect a human being to have office with a bean or beans.
I would assume they just leave out, like, a bowl and everyone would get one bean. Couldn't you just bring your own beans? Like, okay. Wouldn't you have a pocket full of beans? Would everyone have a different bean?
I'm still struggling to follow you. You're saying there's a bowl of beans and everyone gets a bean. Then what?
And then you go up and you vote. Like, you put it in your...
With bean.
Yeah, right? Because it's Greece, so it's like democracy, so they just put it in whichever one they want. It's like your vote. But, like, could you not just put your pocket lined with beans? Like,
I don't know, maybe they had a rare bean.
But that's what I mean. Like, why don't, do they all have different beans? So they know, like, okay, there should be like 15 red beans. There should be 15 black beans.
It could, yeah. So you have everyone come in, like, completely naked, no beans on your person, right? And then
a soldier stripped for beans.
Yeah, everybody's stripped for beans. A black bean is a vote for Caesar. A brown bean is a vote for Brutus. A lima bean is a vote for Karen.
I think they were not great names, but yeah.
And then you just have a bowl of each of those three beans at the table, and people go up one by one, and they cast the beans.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it casting beans when we go to vote.
I never thought about that, but that actually makes a lot of sense.
I give my bean to Justin Trudeau. He can have my bean.
Oh, no. It's a bad meat.
Take my bean.
You don't need another drama teacher.
Yeah, thank you.
Or a President Jesus. Who else?
Not of beans in theater and media. Mr. Bean, that was a good segue.
Mr. Bean was the last person to represent beans in a proper way in a long time.
Right, and in a proper way.
Yeah, like he brought pride to the bean culture and bean wave, like, you know?
In every way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he brought humor, it was child-friendly, it was, everyone liked it, it hit every audience.
A lot of people try to focus on his crippling loneliness and his absolute failure to integrate with society in any way. But, old and strong for the beans.
Oh my god.
So, that's our, all right. little intermission. It's the town, it's the best. Pity news, it was in his pocket.
Oh my god. What are we doing?
Okay.
It's a bit in the bowl. What's to talk about beans anymore?
I really only scratched the surface of the things we have, like, chosen to talk about. You can do a deep dive on Mr. Bean, despite the fact that it's possible there were never any beans on screen within the show.
There was never. Not one.
Oh, there must have been. That's a good listener engagement. What's their question? Were there ever any beans on screen in Mr. Bean? Because we don't know. We don't know. And we're doing this podcast here on beans, and that's just something that we would let them know.
Just please email us if you've known, if you know the answer to this, or if you happen to watch Mr. Bean every episode lately. And the email will be beanswelovebeans.org or .com.
Yeah, that might be the URL.
We'll
figure it out. We're going to have to buy a domain soon here.
And, you know, you don't have to, if you're not a fan of Mr. Bean, if you have difficulties watching that show, any time you see beans on TV, sparkle.
I don't know what the fuck is our own beans. Now we're going to do 5 episodes.
We're making it to 5. We're making it to 5.
We're 15 minutes in.
So, this first episode is kind of, it's shallow. We're just kind of trying to introduce you to the sorts of things we're going to be talking about. We are going to bring a schedule to the table, topics, different sections of the podcast, so we can come at beans from every angle using every modern tool that has been used, developed for podcasts these days. We're going to get into it.
Okay. Yeah.
That is our commitment to you.
So let's go over the nutritional facts of them.
Yeah, which, let's get into that.
All right, what bean would you like? There's pinto bean, baby bean, mung bean, flipping beans, lima beans, dilemma. Lima beans, lentils, kidney, green peas, green beans, green.
Now you've
beans for all. There's fava beans, cowpeas, chickpeas, baked beans. This is what I can't pronounce.
So obviously we're going to go with fava beans. But first I wanted to ask, you pronounce lima beans several different ways, and none of them were lima. Are lima beans real? Is a lima bean just the poop of a llama? We're going to answer that next episode.
Say it for episode 2, bro.
Good question about... They're only so nice, lima beans.
properly. Better if it's just a ship. Well, then fit.
Beans are consumed, loved, and treasured the world over. What are some of the different... Think about beans in terms of their oyster content. We have wet beans, and we have dry beans. We have very dry beans, and we have very wet beans. Coffee beans, very dry.
What cans of beans? Very wet.
Why do canned beans come with so much goop in them? Why is there so much of that goopy liquid?
You could do a lot with it. You can drop it.
People,
why? Don't know what to do with it. Like, is it, they came in it, they're like, oh, there's an extra to you, like, here you go. Is it just keep it preserved?
It has to do, and it's gotta have to do something with preserving, or maybe the beans dry up, because that's when they've already been boiled, right? Those beans have been ripe, so I assume they boil the beans so you don't poison yourself.
Yeah.
And then they leave it in kind of a Swedish syrup or something to just preserve it, keep it dry so they don't dry up and degrade. That was an important thing, though. Bean story. So, now, one time, I, Thomas, was in the living room of the apartment that we shared. On the couch, I was probably playing Halo or masturbating or something. Is enough to say? Probably not.
But not with me around.
And, yeah, only Jeff in the bar. Okay. So, Matt came in the door. I hear the door close. He comes down the hallway, and he's standing there with a bag in his hand of bulk dried beans, and he just looks like a kid on Christmas. And he's a Tom, I found the greatest thing. For, like, do you know how high in protein beans are and how cheap they are in bulk? He's legitimately excited.
That's what I fell in love.
Working as a landscaper, right? You were starting a business, and you wanted affordable, protein-rich food for you and your employees.
I was on a budget, and I did not care what I ate, and that's why I fell in love with beans. I was like, man, this is the most affordable way of protein with the least amount of eating.
The most affordable way of protein. Anyway, Matt boiled up a pot of beans and then ate a large plate of beans
and then had debilitating, painful cramps.
And I have friends who've never met Matt in person who refer to him as beans.
If there is...
a god.
Yeah, if this podcast is, and this community that we're going to create together and explore is to be credited to anyone, it is credited to Matt, to beans.
Well, not just me, but that moment, you know, that realization.
Yeah, within the depths of his abdominal cramping, something beautiful was born, like the birth of the universe.
We didn't know it at that moment, but...
Yes, and what bean pain is blossoming at the bean love.
I quickly learned how to cook beans properly after that.
If you have some any particular ideas that you'd like us to explore in the bean cast, if you want us to do bean tastings, if you'd like us to do some deep bean research...
If you pay us enough, we'll just eat beans. We'll eat beans a lot of them.
If you pay us, we'll do anything.
We're also going to start an OnlyFans /... Follows up OnlyFans / Bean Man.
Bean
Man?
I'm open to it.
Just this having a beer.
Bean Man.
That's yours.
We gotta go and do. We just gotta eat beans. Like that one YouTuber that gets paid to eat anything. They'll just put on Reddit and be like, tell me what to eat, and I'll make a video of them eating it.
And it'll be just like that. We'll say, hey, tell me to eat beans.
Just any kind of bean.
And then people will say, eat beans. I mean, what eat beans?
Coffee beans, pinto beans, lima beans.
And Mr. Beans.
Green bean. Well, I don't think we can get Rowan. Akintosh? How'd you think it was listening? Wow.
Famed British actor, Rowan Akintosh.
Oh, he's got a master's degree in electrical engineering. I didn't know that. Every hour, 38.5 tons of baked beans are eaten in Britain.
We just got going on. They eat beans for breakfast.
Beans are fucking...
Here's a question.
Where you quiet breakfast? Yeah.
Who in Britain, if they're keeping those numbers up, is eating beans at 3 a.m.?
True.
Because if they're consuming that many beans an hour, who's eating the beans in the middle of the night? Bean conspiracy. You're going to do some deep dives. Bean conspiracies. One type of bean conspiracy, Jack of the Giant Beanstalk. Is it real?
Yes. apparently there's a jelly bean conspiracy too. That's a real thing.
Are jelly beans beans?
I mean, if you had to add a sugar bean, like how would you, like that would be the most, that would be a jelly bean. Like
if you had to add a sugar bean, that would be a jelly bean.
If you had to take a bean and comprise it entirely of sugar, change its genetic makeup.
Yeah.
So it's like a
post bean, like a proto bean, a super bean, a synthetic bean.
Yeah, synthetic sugar bean.
Yeah.
Circles.
That's a good line to draw. Okay. We always want to make it clear whether we're talking about natural or synthetic beans. You know, so a jelly bean, you might want to classify that as a dry synthetic.
But where is it? I can't have kidney bean. You'd call that a wet natural.
I'm checking our website for a whole chart of classification.
See, these sort of multivariate classifications are... We're planning on making a database, definitely.
Mm.
And we're hoping we can find some, get some greater insight.
Should we move out?
It's Trent. Can you jump by some research on beans?
I move back. And then, you know, we don't want to spend much time talking about it or dating or this, because beans are forever. But currently, at the time of this particular recording, a lot of scientific research, inquiry, and effort is going into a pandemic that's we're dealing with right now. And we understand it as very important, but we're really concerned about all the time that's being lost, the opportunity cost of not researching beans.
That's why we're writing a promotion. If you donate to the link in our website, we're going to send every dollar you send to the Bean Institute for research. Which is a real thing.
And see, this is, we know who you are. There are people out there who are doing the good work every day for beans. And apparently we're going to donate. Can we get... Discover your bean personality. All right. This is an official quiz from the Bean Institute. So this isn't your typical Facebook party quiz. Hey, which Marvel hero are you? This is from the Bean Institute. All right. So Matt's going to take the quiz. What are your options for the first question, Matt?
The first question is...
The first question, synthetic or natural? Is it wet or dry?
Oh my god! Shouldn't we doing this?
Is it British or caffeinated?
What's the first question is, what's your perfect first date?
Bean Museum? What are the options?
What's your first for?
First.
All right. Take a breath.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this.
The first question is, what's your perfect first date? Options are dinner and drinks, coffee and conversation, pizza and bowling, walk in the park, or a
late night concert. Okay. So dinner and drinks, I mean, you could order a bean-based dish. Coffee is made. It could not happen without the coffee bean.
True. Pizza and bowling, I don't know. I've never had beans. I've never been somewhere where they actually offer beans on pizza.
I know.
I've been to a lot of places, but...
I normally bring my own.
Yeah. I keep it in my pocket so they don't see me put them on first.
Some people think there might be an issue, but cold baked beans freshly from a can on a pizza, it's worth the looks.
I think it lets you go for a walk in the park, and that way you can go searching for bean plants in the wild, try to collect some of your own.
And I think that's a great way to connect with someone and get to know them.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, when they realize what you're doing...
I mean, we could roleplay this if people wanted to know.
But, like, when they realize your passion for beans, that you're going out into nature and really trying to connect and grab some beans.
So you spend a lot of time in nature?
Sometimes, yeah. It depends on how low I am on my beanstalk, but...
What are you doing? Is there something there?
Oh my god! I can't... Belong for beans. Oh my god!
Beans?
Yeah, they're wild. Are they?
Beans!
Oh! Oh, I can't...
I can't get up with some big beans! Oh, burnt out! Oh! Beans.
I don't know if I've ever seen wild beans before. Do they, like, grow on the bush?
They're kind of like onions where they have a fall. Full green stem. Ah, we're most of it. I don't know where I should go.
The day went great. He really loves nature. And he told me that he's really into... he said beaning. And then he'd tell me what it was later. And he'd show me. Once he got to know me better.
And canning.
When you really get to the third level, honestly.
That's it for granted through the relationship. We are the third level of honesty.
You started going to start beaning. You started the gathering section, the beaning section, the canning section.
And then you really get into the far section where you open that can back up and let it all loose.
What are we doing?
All right, now question two. On the Bean Institute, which bean personality are you?
What do you like to do in your free time? Anything outdoors, read a book, try a new restaurant, hobbies and crafts, or catch up on shows? I mean, the toss up, but I think hobbies and crafts, because I think that counts as canning. And I think that's what I spend the most of my time doing right now.
Beans, yeah.
Canning beans, so.
I just, as I'm doing this test, I find it hard not to pick the answers that I know are associated with the bean I want to be.
And what bean is that?
Like halfway between a navy bean and a fava bean, but with a bit of that, like, that sexy black bean, you know? And really, it's
everyone wants
as complex and beautiful as beans are, I really feel like I don't, like there's more to me. Like I couldn't be described by just one bean. You know, when you're doing the Marlowe quiz and it's like, do you like to fly or shoot webs? I feel the same way. I could just see which bean each of these answers represent.
Yeah, me too, actually. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it says. Maybe it'll give you a web. Like, maybe it'll say you're 20% kidney bean,
10% black bean. That would be phenomenal. And if they aren't, we should really consider contacting the Bean Institute.
We should. We should. So question three. What's your dream vacation? The beach, a guided tour of Europe, Disney World, camping, or staycation?
Oh, staycation.
Staycation for you.
I rarely leave the house.
That is true. It's true. It's not just because of COVID, but it's just, that's just who you are. I'm going to say camping because one of my favorite things in camping is putting a canned bean right over the fire. And you just get that nice baked bean, refined bean, like, whatever. With little hot dog chunks in it, like, oh, man, amazing.
You can get beans on Amazon.
Can you that?
All right. So, you're doing the quiz, not me, so you're going to pick camping, of course.
All right, next question is, what's your favorite animal? It says wolf. Dolphin. Eagle or dog?
Of the five animals, which is your favorite?
No, this is a toss-up. I'm going to say dog because I don't I don't have a dog personally, but when I visit my family, I give my family's dog. A little bit of beans on their, in their boiler once in a while.
Is that so?
It is. I just think it's healthy for them, and I know they don't really have a digestive system for it, and it kind of just ends up as shit, but it's not really my problem. It's going to be healthy for them to have it either way.
How thoughtful.
Okay. What's your preferred social media? You know, I'm not a huge fan of social media, so I'm just going to, right away, that's an option. I'm just going to press that.
No social media for me. No, sir. No, thank you. No way.
With an exclamation mark.
You cannot find us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn.
Don't even try, please. What do your friends admire about you? Hardworking, accepting, consistent, logical, adventurous.
Adventurous, right?
I think you gotta answer this one.
What do I admire about Matt? Hardworking.
I mean, why
are they accepting?
I mean, I accept your being opinions.
It's true. We have some serious
debates
about beans, conflicts about beans. We've broken up over beans before.
We had that 1 year apart. I mean, adopting each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Consistent. Logical, adventurous. You're not logical.
Yeah.
They're breaking into the podcast world with a bean cast. I'm going to say...
I think that's pretty adventurous.
I'm going to say it's adventurous and consistent. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the adventurous. What's your favorite season? Summer? Fall? Winter? Spring? Or, I love them all.
I mean, you can eat beans in every season. But I think beans baked in the summer.
Beans are unique that way.
They're unique that way. And you know what? They're good in the summer because they're nice and fresh. But in the winter, when everything else isn't that fresh, I mean, you can have a nice can of beans, but you can't have anything else. So, like, I mean, it reminds you of summer, right? So... I'm say them all.
When he says nice and fresh, he's talking about green beans, string beans.
Yeah, of course. They know. Our audience is informed on their beans. They know.
But sorry, I apologize. I was just picturing you cracking open a can of the beans and saying, oh, they're so fresh in the summer. And that's not what he's referring to, just in case you have that picture in your mind.
So I got my result back. I'm a pinto bean. I'm humble, unassuming, relaxed, and modest. You're the pinto bean. Pinto beans have an earthy flavor that are used in a variety of Mexican dishes, including the popular refined bean. Well, you know,
I'd say the refined bean.
Right.
Refried
bean.
And sir, here is your dish. Enchiladas with a side of refined beans.
I do like Mexican food, and I do like refried beans, so, I mean, I'm not upset with that. It's not the sexiest bean in the world, but, you know, I'm happy for who I am.
Oh my God. Holy fuck. You said that a pinto bean can have that people feel like. Yeah.
I think we got to get on to the Institute about making this like a more dynamic test. I think they could really do.
Yeah, like maybe mail-in blood tests and they could tell you what bean is closest to you in terms of genetic makeup.
I think that would be the best.
Because, I mean, what percentage of DNA do we share with beans? It's probably like 80%, right?
I think it's less, but I think it's pretty high on, like, the plant-to-mammal ratio of shared.
Are the microbiologists there? Anybody working on the sequencing of genome who might also be sequencing the genome of beans?
Can they chime in and just send us an email real quick? And
please.
We'd love to have you on the show and talk about this.
Please, God, we'll call you in. We'll call you.
We'll find a way. Well, that was that. I mean, we've gone over a few topics now. We've gone over jelly bean conspiracy. We've gone over how it's all in the midget. Bean personalities. Done a little bit of the intro.
So we encourage everybody to go to the Bean Institute and take the Which Bean Are You personality test.
Yeah, and they actually have like a lot of information on beans in this website, surprisingly. They have like a lot of different recipes. They got bean bites. They got like cooked beans. What beans should you use?
Bean bites? Hold up.
They got bean counting, so you can yield what kind of bean, how much beans are gonna do for you, how much you actually have. So like if you can weigh them, how much protein you get. They got the traditional 4-step method of like how you clean beans and like how you get them going. Ready for cooking. Their menu's kind of broken. But more importantly, they have a lot of research. So the big thing is what they the biggest thing they provide is bean research for the nutritional and health benefits of beans. Because we just haven't learned enough. We only are at the tip of the iceberg on bean research, and just we don't know the real benefits that they actually get along in us. For instance, like even just some of the top headlines here is that they might help with solving cancer. They could help with metabolic syndrome. They could they can help with some other word that I don't have any idea how to pronounce.
Give it a shot.
Homoglutinin? Homoglutinin? Something like that. HEMAGGLUTININ.
Hemagglutinin?
And how about this one? Say this one.
Immunomodulatory?
Right. Anyways, they got a lot of health benefits. A lot of big words that I can't understand. And, I mean, that's what the doctors do. So, they make these big words and they write papers and stuff. They figure out about beans. So,
that's what doctors do.
A higher ratio of beans to white rice is associated in lower. Oh, my.
All right, so this would normally be the portion of the show where we'd start answering listener questions, comments, but as it's the first episode, and didn't really get ourselves out there on Reddit ahead of time, so did it have any of colors?
Sorry, it's just an older Asian woman that's standing there on her phone.
I was like, is she eating it? And that affects them? She's just speaking into the speaker. It's okay.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. She's doing her thing.
So, in lieu of that, we're going to try to get some questions for the next episode.
Fine. And what we'll do is, if you go to their website, we're going to have links for social medias and a contact, and you can ask us questions there. We'll answer that on the podcast. And so hit that up and let us know what your questions are about beans, because we want to answer them. We don't really have enough people talking about beans today. We need to educate the public about bean culture and they're really making aware, and it's important to be public about this and spread the word. Otherwise, no one will know. And
couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
You're passionate about beans. I'm passionate about beans. We know you're passionate about
beans. So my nickname's Beans. So
man himself.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Dallas.
And I'm Beans.
And we'll see you on the next episode of the Beancast.